But what's the situation like for the Christian minorities in Turkey? And what will be the expectations of Turkish Muslims? Well, to find out the answers to these questions and many more, Philippa spoke to Father Claudio Monge, an Italian Dominican priest who works in Istanbul, where he has set up an interfaith center and library.
Of course, the daily life is not easy. I think that we have already internal problems, I mean, because it's a typical situation of a minority with a tendency to close in on itself, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult to be prophetical when you are just few, when all generations are very important, especially for Latin Catholic community, young generation doesn't exist, more or less.
So you're saying there's no historical memory, really, of the church there in Turkey?
This is a problem, is a typical problem, probably for Oriental churches, that they have more and more difficulties to study, to rediscover their own memory, but in a living way. I mean, not just an archaeology of a past, but to work and to build something for future. This is a problem. And in fact, I think that usually the most important expert in the traditions and liturgies on the rites of, concerning the Oriental churches are not belonging of these churches, but are foreigners or Western country coming from Western countries. This is a big problem, I think. And it's a very difficult also to face this actual situation in a country where 99% of people are officially Muslim, and where something is going on slowly now in the process to approach the European Union. But of course, many things more are to do to improve our situation, also because more or less we don't have a juridical statue in Turkey. Then we are foreigners, we have not official rights, we cannot build churches, we cannot have own property as Christians. And then this is a big problem. It's a big problem in one side. In the other side, I think that can be also an opportunity, because we are much more free, poor. We can rediscover maybe the root of our presence in a very important hurt for Christian tradition, because actual Turkey means most part of the New Testament. It's not only St. Paul, but many other churches of Apocalypse, St. John. And I think that is a way to rediscover a new place for Christianity in this world, a place to be hidden seed in the earth that can be fruitful if it's able to be faithful to a daily mission, I think, in a very simple way.
Given the kind of problems you're talking about, the lack of any legal recognition and so on, what is the Christian community there in Turkey expecting from Pope Benedict's visit?
Very difficult to say. We are very well concerned that this visit is, first of all, a political visit. I mean, the expectation are really political expectation. We are, I think, very realist. We don't expect many things, but of course many people will speak about this trip, and will be a new occasion to let know to everybody, especially in Western countries, our situation. And also, I think, to give a new image of this country, that is a country that is doing an effort to open itself more and more to the diversity, and also to rediscover a bit the story, its own story, because of course when we speak of Turkey, we don't speak just of the Ottoman Empire, but we speak of a country that's very rich, and is a historical carrefour of peoples and traditions.
Crossroads.
And people, and I think that the actual Turkish state and want really to rediscover this place, to play a role very important, close to Europe and not only, as a bridge among Europe and Western countries and Eastern country for Europe and even for Middle East, I think, and can play this role, I think. I'm optimistic for that.
As you say, there's going to be a lot of interest in this visit, particularly, of course, in the wake of all the difficulties over Pope Benedict's so-called Regensburg lecture. What do you think the Muslim communities, perhaps, in Turkey will be looking for on this trip?
I think that the Turkish reaction after this lecture were for 1 week very, very strong, as everywhere in the Muslim world. But also a bit different, like always, because Turkey is a country that knows a debate. It's able to think in different ways also about this. I think that now our concern that is very important probably to continue and to welcome this visit, even because the government never changed his mind about his invitation. He said no. We know and we are really, really concerned that we need to know much more each other. And we need to give a chance to other to explain himself. And I think that we can see actually also many positive things that start after this lecture. I mean, a good reaction of a part of a moderate Islam world that try to explain himself and to come back to the precise point of this lecture, not just to react and just saying a Western country don't understand what we are, but they try to explain themselves because they understand that the Muslim world needs himself to show a better face and image in the Western country. And this is something positive.
What kind of influence does this moderate voice of Islam that you're talking about have? How influential would that be in the Turkish situation?
I think that the Turkish situation has already a long tradition of importance of moderate position in Islam because of its history. Turkish Islam is in a very strong way influenced by Sufi and mystical traditions that are historically a moderate position in Islam. And the Turkish Islam, I think, since a long time, discovered that Islam world is not a monolith, but it's a very different. This is one of the most important discovering, and often with our partners in dialogue, Muslim dialogue, we discover that they are very interesting, thanks to us, to discover also their own diversity. And this is very important because when you discover a diversity in your own tradition, you are also able to go back to your fundamental roots and not just the historical things that settle in the centuries and late. And this is a good chance. I think that Turkish Islam can play a very important role in the Muslim world also, as a, how to say, laboratory of a new Islam, able to deal with diversity and also in a new way with the secularization. That is a big problem, both for Christians and for Muslims, we know very well. But that ask also concrete answer, not just fighting or opposing each other. I think that we need a dialogue, even in that situation, and we need to together to come back to our spiritual roots.
There will also, of course, be a focus on Catholic relations with the Orthodox world, the Pope meeting with the Patriarch. What are your hopes, your expectations? I think there is quite a lot of expectation about this visit, isn't there?
Yes, even in this field, I think that, first of all, we discover, for example, as Latin Catholics, that Orthodox world himself is a very different world. I mean, of course, we know that the Pope will come in Turkey invited by Patrick Bartholomeus, that represent not the whole Orthodox world, but a part of this world. We know that even in the Orthodox world there are different expectations about this. Also, maybe a part of this world fear a bit about this visit because it consider that is once more a visit that can give a stress, a special position of the Greek Orthodox Patriarch in the whole Orthodox world. We know also that in the history of the Turkey, this visit will be not the first one. Already Paul VI and John Paul II came and they met every time the Orthodox Patriarchs. But Benedict is very, I think the Pope Benedict is very attentive at this difference in the Orthodox world. Because of this, he will meet also the Armenian Orthodox Patriarch, and he try really to have a meeting with all religious authorities. I think it's really concern about the necessity to help also probably a communion before in the Orthodox world himself, after in the Christian world, because it's very difficult to find a partners in dialogue when the situation is so complex and divided.
You mentioned also, of course, Turkey's desire to become part of the European Union. From a political perspective, what do you think perhaps the local authorities are hoping for from this visit?
It's very difficult to give an answer on this question because, of course, the Turkish expectation about the visit of the Pope concerning the European Union approach are not very good because the Turks have a very good memory and they remember very well the famous speech of the Cardinal Josef Ratzinger that was not so positive about this integration of Turkey in the European Union. I think that since that time, probably even Josef Ratzinger changed a bit his mind, probably. Of course, I don't think that the Pope himself will say many things about this because he's really concerned that there is a big risk to transform in a political sense a visit that is first of all a spiritual apostle visit and a spiritual pilgrimage to a very important hurt. And I think that we need to keep in mind this thing.
Can I ask you, Claudio, at a very personal level, you've been working there and trying to understand the church there in Turkey for many years. What do you, at a very personal level, hope from this visit? In what way do you hope it might perhaps regenerate the spirit of the Christian churches there in Turkey?
I think that my hope is more linked to the work we are doing, actually, even to prepare this visit, and the work that will continue in future. I mean, my hopes are linked to the daily life. Of course, this very important visit is a big opportunity to try to do something together. We need to know each other much more. We need to work together daily, in a daily life. This is a big problem because we know very well this is a very important visit, about 2-3 weeks. Media, newspaper, television, radio will speak about this, but life will continue after. And of course, actually, we have a very good connection in this moment with people that usually we never met before. And now something new is growing. And my hope is really that we are able to be in trust, in a mutual trust. Also to discover that everybody, we are in Turkey to witness in a very simple way something of a Jesus Christ and not just to keep some new member for our churches. It's not our goal. And I think that we need to be in trust much more. And for this, I'm quite optimistic.
That was Father Claudio Munge in Istanbul talking to Philippa Hitchin.